Hello, Audio Boom fans. All one word. Oh, drops the phone. All one word here. It's 11:15 on this Saturday night. And I'm currently lying on the overcab bed in my motorhome. The only other person with me is Molly, who's on a bed on the floor. And I'm currently at Stonehenge. So for those of you who've been here before or know the area, this is the place that I'm at is the byway, which runs off the 303. So if you drive past Stonehenge on your right, so you're heading from the east, heading to the west, if you passed Stonehenge and drove further on about 300 or 400 metres, there's a little byway off the 303 to the right. Unfortunately, you can't turn right there. You have to drive 2 miles down the road, turn around the roundabout and come back, and then turn left into the byway. So the point to me doing this kind of wild camping, as they call it, in my motorhome up here, was I was going to take some time-lapse photography of the sun going down, but unfortunately it was overcast, and it still is. that was a pointless exercise. Nevertheless, I drove down the road and I looked for some places that I could possibly set up my GoPro camera in the future. So I decided to park up, and there are quite often motorhomes parked on here, more on a weekend and around the pagan ceremony times, summer, winter solstices, equinoxes. You have a lot of travellers. And at those times, this byway is jam-packed full of people, motorhomes and caravans and travellers, really. But today, tonight, there are actually, including me, 8 motorhomes here. There's a Swiss guy in the entrance. Then a couple of English ones. Then me, and then down on the bottom, so the byway is kind of dissected in two by the what was the A344, but now they've closed that and kind of grassed over it, but it's now a footpath or the route for the road train, which drives up from the visitor centre up to the Stones. So you cross over that onto the other half of the byway, and that eventually leads into Lark Hill. But there are 4 motorhomes down the bottom as well. And I think 2 of them have been there for a few days, because you do get people staying here for 3 or 4 days at a time. And that fella Charlie that I met in Weston-super-Mare, he said he was down here for a few days about 3 weeks ago, off, because I saw his big RV when I was driving past one time 3-4 weeks ago, and maybe a little bit longer now. So anyway, I've got a prime spot looking out the window here. I can't see the Stones, because the Stones, for those who have been here before, you'll know There's actually a little bit of a depression where this kind of, these are the downs. I can't remember what this down is called that I'm on, but basically the ground goes, kind of declines down, and in the bottom that's where Stonehenge is, and it goes up on the other side. So I can't actually see Stonehenge because of the hill on the other side of it is higher than it, and also there are trees on the top. But what I have seen for the past hour, I take it the security guards, because they've got 24-hour security here, but I take it there were security guards that were doing their rounds, shining the torches around the stones. They've stopped now, but they were having a good old look around. And the stones recently were defaced at the last winter solstice. Somebody graffitied over them, graffitied on them, which is just horrendous. Who the hell does that? Idiots. The weather? Well, it's meant to be drizzling. I've had the lightest sprinkle of drizzle, but it's clear now. Although the sky is very dark. Well, I can see the lights of Salisbury across to my... If I just kind of angle my head to 2 o'clock. See the lights of Salisbury over there. Straight ahead of me, I can see Amesbury. And the sky is red in that direction. Not just from Amesbury, but I take it would be... no, I think Andover's a bit too far away. That's probably Amesbury, but the cloud is really low. Across my 1 o'clock, it's particularly dark. So the cloud is significantly thicker over there. It's a shame, really. Because when the sky is blue, it's quite a pretty place. Oh, I'm yawning now. It's most interesting. All the cars are still going past on the 303. It's quite still quite busy at 20 minutes past 11 at night. Still quite busy, the A303. But I quite like camping next to a road. Well, not obviously not very near, but you know that I think it's the I think I like a constant noise in the background when I'm sleeping. That kind of reassurance. And fortunately I have that in the form of probably the busiest road, a road in the southwest. Yes. So I'll bid you adieu, and I'll be up at, 4:30, I think. See if I can get time-lapse of the sun coming up. Okay, I'm off. So yeah, good night.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.